The Delta variant isn't the only thing surging in the country, so are small business startups. No, it's not time for Jeff. It's time for Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst, taking a closer look.
And Paul, during the COVID-19 crisis, almost 7 million Americans started new businesses. That's an all-time record. It was the pandemic silver lining nobody saw coming.
So we have seen an unusually high amount of new business starts each month throughout the pandemic, starting early in the process in 2020, but really persisting into 2021 at levels that we hadn't seen for the past 10-plus years.
That's Brian Kelly, the president of the Small Business Association of Michigan. With thousands of people out of work and thousands more forced for work from home, experts say they began to take stock in their lives and careers. Many had saved some cash and were using their stimulus checks to start small businesses. Karen Buscemi didn't start Detroit Sewn during the pandemic, but her young company completely reinvented itself in the very early days of the crisis in order to stay alive. Going from contract cut and sew to providing thousands of masks and other PPE.
We actually partnered with multiple companies, including two auto suppliers who were on shutdown, to help us make masks not just for hospitals, but for nonprofits, for counties, you name it. It was a real wild ride.
And it's a ride that continues as her business takes on the post-pandemic era and a company is now developing sustainable PPE. Brian Kelly says before you take the plunge, consider a couple of important things.
The most important thing is you have to have a product or a service that is in demand and relevant to the marketplace. The next most important thing is a solid plan behind it to operationalize it.
And Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of Startup Nation, says despite the pandemic and suffering that we've seen in the last year, this is a time of great reinvention in the country.
You know, I think some of the greatest companies ever in the history of this country have been born out of moments of crisis or conflict.
And Paul, Jeff is right about that. Consider this: Microsoft, Uber, Disney, Revlon, Warby Parker, GE. Those are just a few of the companies that started during economic downturns.
And those companies have done very well.
Indeed.
Now, as far as how we're doing with the COVID, I note that Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is reinstating a statewide mask mandate for everyone over the age of 5 after the state has the most cases per capita in the U.S. The governor made the announcement, citing surging hospitalizations, which he said are threatening the ability of hospitals to deliver care. The headlines in one of our newspapers: mask guidance covers nearly half of Michigan. Call for fully vaccinated to cover up again affects 46% of the population. What can you tell us about that, Marie?
Well, we do know that Beaumont now is also pushing for everyone to wear masks to slow the spread of the virus. The Delta variant specifically, they're also, of course, urging people to get vaccinated as well. And this comes as the CDC also made the recommendation for this universal mask mandate. And I know that people are very concerned about that, that they would prefer not go down that route. But health experts are saying they're so deeply concerned about this Delta variant that they think that it's the only way to keep people safe during this period of time.
Nearly half of Michigan residents live in counties where the federal government is urging the fully vaccinated to wear masks in public indoor settings because transmission of the coronavirus is high or substantial. We took precautions again yesterday for our golf outing, just as if it was the year before where we still had the golf outing but did everything outside. We did everything outside again yesterday. And I think more and more people are doing that or doing whatever they can do to not find ourselves having to mask up again. But it seems, and if you take your lead from those in the medical community, and I've spent too much time in hospitals lately, everybody's wearing masks in hospitals, and they're the people who are on the front line. And that goes from hospitals in our area, Henry Ford, for example, Cottage Hospital, and Michigan Medicine. There we were in Ann Arbor doing our show this past week, and again, everybody that came in to interview with me had a mask on. They did take it off to do the interview, and then they put it right back on. They are absolute firm believers in fully masking up and continuing to fully mask up. People are still, some, not all, feeling this is the new tyranny, that you have to wear a mask. They feel very strongly about it. It's fascinating to me. It's sad, because I've been a masker from back when they told me that I was wrong. I wasn't. They were. And I think part of the problem, Marie, is that the people we've always depended on, the people from the organizations that have been created to protect us from situations like this, have been so wrong so many times when it comes to COVID. And yet they, instead of saying, I don't know, we don't know, we're not sure, or whatever, they made proclamations that were incorrect. And then they had to come back and change that set in stone proclamation that wasn't really set in stone. And I think it's going to be a long time before we can, I think, dig out of that problem. What do you think?
Well, I think there's no question. You know, it's interesting. Those of us who are in journalism often look at how things are messaged, right? And I just think from the very beginning, the CDC in particular had trouble with its messaging. It's almost like they could have benefited from having some great PR people involved in all this to help with their messaging. So it was clear and concise and short. You know, you want clear messaging. And I think they really missed the boat on that. In terms of the changing messaging, I think that sadly is due to the fact that viruses change week to week. And these, as we've talked about, me and you, Paul, that this virus is looking for a host every day. So it's looking at people who might be unvaccinated. So it's changing every day. And I just don't know that they had the ability to call it, that they can call it as quickly as they maybe should. And I think that's another problem with the messaging. If they had made that clear to people saying, look, we may have to change this messaging, but right now this is what we know. But we were never told that, even at the very beginning.
You know, it's simple. What you just said made me think of something that simplifies this. If you haven't been vaccinated, COVID-19 wants you. If you've been vaccinated, COVID-19 wants nothing to do with you. I don't know how much simpler we could make it, but it's true to think of it in those
terms.
It's
very true.
I've been vaccinated. COVID doesn't want me. I haven't been vaccinated. Look out. COVID's hungry. COVID wants me. Let's kill it. Let's stop being hosts for this insidious virus. That much we know.